This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Martin?
Yes?
Martin hates when people say, man, you raped my childhood. That's always an over-exaggeration. But in this case, Martin, I think that they raped your childhood and you. And raped these people too. People, this is the cast of the original Good Times, a show that came out 50 years ago. 1974 is when it premiered. Lasted five seasons, I think, till 1979, where some people said we should have just left it there. But in today's entertainment environment, no one can leave well enough alone. They're going to take something of yours and shit on it too, whether you like it or not. So all you fans of Good Times out there, they saying that's exactly what's happening right here.
You thought you were safe.
Yeah, ain't nobody safe.
There's money to be made.
Everybody's childhood out here.
Bent over.
Yeah, bent over, just getting it. Yeah, somehow, some way. Now, it's one thing to make a reboot of something or a remake of something, or even a reimagining something. And then there's this.
I have important news.
Let me guess. The state called and they want to cut you a disability check for your face.
What the fuck is that? Some people are saying, people, this is the animated sequel, spiritual successor reimagining of the original Good Times right there. He went from this to this. We all looking like that, huh? Even the characters in the show confused. How'd I get here? Why am I here? What is this all about? Yeah, people, this is Netflix decided to do a reimagining, a reboot sequel of Good Times in a way where they say, hey, listen, why just anybody can do, you know, just a straight up remake.
No, they can't.
No, they can't. We're doing something different. This is something from back in the day where they had sitcoms. They have this today still. You know, you watch the Big Bang Theory, all that. They say, hey, look, you see every wall in the house except that fourth wall. Mm-hmm. But animation's going, we going to break that fourth wall and go right up your ass.
Hold up. You can get paid for that?
This is from a fool who stares at his orange juice every morning.
It says concentrate on the box. Who the dummy now? Shit. Me for not wearing a condom.
Shadows fall over my heart.
It all started with my grandfather, James Evans. My job as the man of this house is to take care of this family no matter what.
I just want to let you know I'm going to take good care of Gray.
Juan, my boyfriend. Daddy, let him go.
Baby, you should come with me.
Junior's repeating the 10th grade for the third time.
Is there anything you can suggest to help him get to the drive-thru?
Can he do OnlyFans? Take off your shoes. Let me see what kind of feet you're working with.
I'll take you to the dark side.
Dear Black Heavenly Father, College Redeemer, if you could just help us.
Son, it's for you.
New phone, who this?
At least they ain't got that drug dealing baby under my roof no more.
Yeah, people, you heard that right. Some people had to rewind that trailer. Drug dealing baby.
Comedy.
Okay. Say that again. Drug dealing baby. Okay.
Man, my mouth ready for some milk right now.
Dalvin, why are you so breast obsessed?
It's childish, man.
Bruh,
I'm a baby. I can't get no more childish than that.
In a nocturnal state of mind.
Your neighborhood is a real shithole.
It's the system. They put the guns and drugs on the streets.
This is getting dangerous. I'm gonna just sit back and let you put yourself in harm's way. I love you too damn much.
Everything black.
The revolution.
revolution will not be televised.
Come on, Rosa Parks, can't you just enjoy this?
We're just as good as the Evans of old.
Isn't that just dynamite?
But the truth is, we're the Evans of new.
Bitch, you look like money.
What about the struggle?
We're black. It'll be here tomorrow. Everything black, black bird, black moon,
black sky, black, 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 everything black. Wait a minute. The baby, little baby, and baby baby?
Too many babies around this crib.
Oh, there you go, folks. Good times.
Good times, huh? That's what
yeah,
they
mean, yeah.
Yeah, but you having good times?
Well, that trailer, it cut part of the title, right? Because it's called Good Times.
Yeah.
Black again.
Black again. did I have a good time? That's complicated, Martin. Martin's like, no, it's not.
Sounds like a yes or no question.
Yeah, did you have a good time or not? You know, it is a little complicated with me. And I did watch all 10 episodes.
Yes, 10?
People, 10.
Yep. I thought it was 8.
No, they should have been 8.
Oh, yeah.
It should have been 2. Martin, it should have been none, maybe. But it is here.
Everybody does 8. Why are they doing 10?
Because they want your ass to suffer. That's
yeah,
why.
I guess so.
You talking about taking your childhood and bending over. You're going to give it to you good. A couple extra episodes up in there. The premise with this. Let's start out with the premise of the Owen. The premise of the Owen. Good Times, produced by a producer named Norman Lear, who was also a producer on here, even though he's dead now. He's 100 years old. I can tell you he didn't know what the hell he was doing.
No,
they just
no.
put his name on here.
Because he, still had the rights to the old Good Times.
They just asking, can we put your name on this? Okay.
It's probably somebody in his family.
Well, he makes an appearance in here. So yeah. He does a little cameo. But Norman Lear produced this show, and it's a historic show because it shows the first black family on television that, where it's a two-parent household. And it was a show where it's about black pride. Everyone in here, they were not really a stereotype. There was a constant struggle to get out the ghetto, but by well-to-do means, education.
Now they had pride in the face of adversity.
Yeah.
A lot of adversity.
Yeah. JJ was a great artist on his way to be a successful artist. Thelma, the daughter, she was studying to be a surgeon. Michael wanted to be the first black man on this, or I guess the second at this point on the Supreme Court. And you had Florida. Florida and James, the parents. Who, even though they were blue class working people, they always were great parents and were always on their kids' ass to do the straight and narrow thing. Don't get caught up in all the other things in the ghetto, which you hardly ever saw. Mm-hmm. There was hardly any stereotypes on the show. And, there was hardly any, anything that had to do with, drug dealing, pimping, gang banging, anything like that.
They certainly didn't glorify any of it.
And they didn't glorify. You had the certain episode where they made a point of it because it exists in the ghetto. And what happens when it comes into conflict with this family? That's probably the only time that you saw that kind of stuff. Mostly they were centered on the family right there. Oh, well, that has changed over the last 50 years. Mm. So this new family, they are descendants of the Evans family. And as you can see, even though they were trying to get out the projects, they never made it.
Nope.
In fact, they never even made it out that apartment. Right? They're still in apartment 17C. Apparently, we went through a couple of generations that never left that room. That is Reggie, is James' grandson. He's a cab driver that's raising his family in the very same place his grandfather did. He's doing the best he can to survive the trials and tribulations of their Chicago high-rise ghetto, which over the years, boy, a lot has changed. In addition to the gangs, crackheads, and single mamas and hoochie mamas and hood rats being more prominent, now they get visits from Elon Musk and Jesus. They got talking cockroaches, gunslinging rats, evil clowns, and as you heard, drug dealing babies. Boy, a lot has changed in the last 50 years, and not for the best. And you look at this like, damn, is this good times or fallout? You know what this is? Did they drop a nuclear bomb and we have all these mutants now running around? What the hell is going on?
Kinda.
Yeah, what the fuck is going on with this, man?
Now, are they the descendants? Are they that's the grandson of
James,
or yeah. James or JJ?
James.
James.
Yeah.
So who's their father?
I don't know.
I mean, our parents, was it? Was it Thelma? Michael?
They never say JJ? I don't know. They just talk about references to my grandfather James.
Okay.
You know, that was it. That's
all I know. Wait for season two.
Okay. Unless I got this all wrong. Because
it could be JJ. He was James Jr.
Yeah, I don't know.
They just reference the grandfather.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
So, and as the voices, you know, they got some pretty popular black celebrities and actors. J.B. Smoove does the voice of Reggie. The wife, what's the wife's name? Beverly. Yvette Nicole Brown. The daughter is voiced by Marseille Martin. Jay Farrow is Junior. And Gerald Slink Johnson, who's known for doing voices for video game characters, at least Lamar from Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5. But he was also Black Jesus. He's the voice of the baby, Deshaun, whatever the baby's name.
I thought I recognized his voice.
Yeah. And then you got other people who appear here who are also known for doing very famous voices for characters. Gary Anthony Williams, Phil Lamar. Tisha Campbell comes in, does a voice. Lil Ray Howery does a voice. And then you have some people who have made appearances like J.J. Walker. Jimmy Walker has a cameo here, even though I never saw it or found it. Did you?
No.
Bernadette,
I was too baffled.
Yeah. Bernadette Standards.
Anyway,
Bernadette Standis comes in, does a voice. So though JJ and Bernadette are the people from the original show. They were JJ from the show and Thelma. Thoughts, y'all?
Cool.
Please.
Listen, I don't have as much information as you guys. Friday night, I turned it on and I got two episodes in and I was just like, that's about all I can take. I was like, this is like, I leaving behind whatever is offensive about it. I was like, all right, I already knew that from the trailer. Just judging as a cartoon, it is indicative of all of these adult cartoons that Netflix has, where it's just a lot of loud, a lot of yelling and a lot of cussing. And shock value comedy, how offensive can we be? Mm-hmm. Quickly moving from one thing to the next. Never get attached to any of the characters. This one just has the extra disadvantage of having really shoddy animation. This animation is lower than what we have for the opening for this show.
Yeah.
Where it's just three frames repeated over and over. Just after two episodes, I was like, this just feels like... These two episodes feel like the same episode. It's just all the same thing. And there's nothing attracting me to come back to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been a part of small productions that were animated, you know, and they didn't look amazing, but they had way more character than this. Mm-hmm. And they look like they give a shit more than this. I know how we like to be kind of ambiguous about how we feel about these things when we give our initial thoughts. And I'll just say, look... I didn't care for this. I have no affinity for Good Times. I didn't grow up with it. I've seen very little of it. But even having seen none of that original show, watching this, I'll just say this did not appeal very much to me. But I watched all 10 episodes. And at first, I thought, you know, this is bad. But it can't get that much worse, can it? Can it, Corey?
Well, here's where things get complicated with me. Now, I want everybody to hear me out before anybody starts saying anything, because y'all will hear one word and you will get triggered and y'all will start raising hell. I want you to hear me out. I actually thought it got better as it went along. Now, as I said, before anybody gets mad, listen to the whole discussion. Because some of y'all already, you know, no. Why is this table so heavy? No, listen. Hear me out. Listen to the whole discussion. I didn't hate this as much as I thought I would. Mm-hmm. I am very disappointed and I am angry at certain things in here. But I have things to say about this that I thought I would not say. Let me just say this first of all. Whatever hate that this show is getting is well deserved. All right. The biggest problem with this is that it is called Good Times.
Yeah, it didn't remind me of Good Times.
It is called this original show right here. And it has nothing. Nothing to do with that original show right there, other than they live in the projects and they're black. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck how much you drop James's name and say how they're related and making as many references. It has nothing to do with that. All right. And I have a big problem with that, because that means that they are just using the name for publicity. Mm-hmm. That's all you're doing. You could change the name of this show and it would not make one goddamn difference at all. At all. At all.
Agreed.
You know, like I said, this, if you watch the original show, these characters, I mean, none of them even behave like these characters in the original show. None of them have the same, you know, there's not the same tone there. Mm-hmm. As the original show. And I know this is animation, but just call it something different. It's not, if you watch, you don't know, you've never seen the original show.
Nope.
I'll just give you a little example. You can see this. I mean, and being an animation is no excuse. You could capture a little bit of what they were doing with that original show, but it is not that at all.
Well, if y'all excuse me, I gotta get ready for work.
Look at him. Strutting like a peacock.
Why not, baby? He ain't short on hands.
Oh, damn.
You know, they there was actual warmth and love and, you know, and maybe animation is not the thing for that unless they really just kind of really, really, really think it through, because you're not capturing that human interaction.
No.
That these characters had. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I know exactly what I'm talking about. There's no subtlety. There's no interaction. It's just people yelling.
Yeah. These characters are so exaggerated. These characters are so wild that they're kind of missing what was important to the show. And that was the chemistry and love and support that these characters gave each other. These characters are just here for the jokes.
And those jokes suck.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I have a big problem with that, because, you know, if you're not going to do the show, then just you're using it. You're using it to just and I can tell you, Netflix is probably happy that they get all this negative publicity, because when they put that trailer out, they tore that ass up. And Netflix is probably like, good. You know, that's exactly what we wanted. They probably called it Good Times just to piss people off.
Right.
I know they did. Yeah. I know they did.
Right. Somebody had the show and it's like, what if you called it Good Times? Like, well, I wouldn't think we could. No, call it Good Times.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I watch Good Times every night almost. And I can tell you that like they didn't care to capture one essence of that original show, except for like name dropping every now and then. So it deserves all the hate it gets on that alone right there. Another big problem that's bringing the well-deserved hate with this is that trailer was terrible marketing. That trailer was awful marketing. That's why I say they really must have been Netflix. Okay, that's one thing to try to put this out here. Maybe rub people the wrong way. Maybe try to get attention. But you know, I mean, there's black people behind this show.
Yeah.
All right, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's black people behind this show, and that trailer was using the NAACP was 100% right. They put out a column saying that, you know, regardless of the content of the show, which some people try to argue, wait until you see the show. Regardless of the content of the show, the NAACP was saying this, and I agree. They said you use stereotypes to market this show.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, that marketing is a choice. You know, a committee had to get together. People had to look at this, black and white and anything else. And y'all had to make that decision to put that out there, sell it this way. That thing was terrible. So, you know, I see the hate with this. But I will say this, I think I see, I don't know, you can call it irony, hypocrisy, whatever, but I'm going to say this. I do think that if you took the name Good Times off of this and you put this on Adult Swim at 11 p.m. on Sundays under a different name, it wouldn't be getting the hate that it's getting right now. And this is not me defending this, by the way, because I think that some of the people who are complaining might have actually even come out and say, oh, I like this. Oh, this is edgy. Oh, or others wouldn't even notice it.
That would be the thing. If you put it on Adult Swim without this name, it wouldn't get noticed. It wouldn't get the heat because most people wouldn't even know it existed.
Yeah. Yeah, like, are they'd watch it, and they'd be like, whatever, you know. Sure, whatever.
I pay attention to the Adult Swim animation, and their stuff is really funny. And I'm not going to say that this show was devoid of anything that made me laugh, but it was like once every other episode, there would be something that'd catch me off guard that would kind of make me giggle. But nothing that would make me laugh out loud.
Mm. Well, you know, I'm saying that this would be on Adult Swim, and some people who are complaining right now, I think that, yes, I'm not going to even say you wouldn't even, I say some people even like it. Now, the reason why I'm bringing that up is because the problem for me is I've always been uncomfortable with how black people are represented on Adult Swim. I think that, you know, I think that the way they portray black humor on there mm-hmm. has always been a problem with me. Hey, listen, I love the Boondocks as much as anybody else. But most of their shows, you know, they pride themselves in being edgy. So they try to pull the edgy stuff out of us. Mm-hmm. So there's the overuse of the N-word,
yeah.
which I've always felt the Boondocks is. Boondocks is awesome. It's an amazing show. But they use the N-word way too much on there. They rely on hood humor. Black Jesus,
yeah,
you know that's you know they go back to our hood setting to mine humor from that, or they use stereotypical characters. I know people love Black Dynamite. I'm you know I like Black Dynamite. I was a big fan of the movie. I watched the show. I think it's funny, but you know it still has pimps, you know, gangsters and hoes on there. And you know, I want you to compare how many images of black people on Adult Swim are not of the things that I've mentioned, and do the comparison to the things that are. I've always had a problem with Adult Swim doing this. But a lot of people, they like those shows. So that's why I said I don't think they see a problem with this right here. If it was under different names, I think Good Times is the one that's really pissing people off. Although I would still have a problem with it. I can tell you that. I'll be the one saying, fuck that show, man.
I think even for Adult Swim standards, the animation for this is pretty terrible. Like, that was the thing that when it gets down to it, like, shit is ugly. And it looks ugly the whole time. And some of the character designs are really awful, I thought.
Well, you know, having said what I have to say, or said right now, I do have some positive things to say. Because I want it to be as fair as possible. Listen, I watched all 10 episodes of this so I could be fair. I took a long walk. and a long talk with myself. I was walking down the street mumbling. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like your roommate?
Yeah. Adam might have drove up beside me. I had a long talk with myself with this, man. And I had to say, you know, I don't want to be afraid to say it because there's so many people hating on this. They don't want to hear nothing but aggression. And I get that. And it deserves it. But the positives that I see here is that it does get a little bit better. But you have to do that. You have to go through two episodes of getting your ass whooped. You have to go through two really bad episodes that they're rough, they're painful.
Is that the first two?
Yeah, the first two.
Okay, because that's where I was like, yeah, it beat me down.
Because in the first two episodes, what happens with this is, you know, those are rough, boy. The first two episodes, that's where they, you know, that's where they have a lot of painful humor, including making, you know, so many references to the original show. These are references that made me shudder, man. Reggie in the shower singing the theme song with a cockroach.
Yeah.
You know, they quote stuff from the original theme song for jokes. You know, they get flooded in the apartment and the super is like, keeping your head over water. And I'm just like, oh, shut the fuck. you know what I'm saying? You didn't see that part.
I saw it.
Part.
I mean, it ends. Doesn't the first episode end with him going, damn, damn, damn?
It does. Like, yeah, man. Someone, you know, you saw in the trailer, Dynamite. You know, they if you know the show, then you know. But they never like reference, you know, they reference the old show for laughs and corny ass jokes, but they never, you know, for them to be related to the old cast. Did JJ ever become a successful artist? Did Thelma become a surgeon? Did Michael become a politician? Who knows? Fuck them. You know, that's not funny. And all the sex stuff.
Yeah, I know.
It gets weird.
Yeah. Then, you know what I'm saying? It was so many shots on on women's asses. Yeah. You know, women's asses and women's titties, women's breasts. Bev, the wife, you know, they had this running joke in the first episodes about her breasts start lactating whenever the drug dealing baby's around. And we're gonna talk about that baby in a little bit. You know, I got that was just that was cringy, man. I just rolling my eyes like, you know, just not funny.
Mm-mm. There was a lot of bizarre attempts to almost like be gross, I would say.
Oh yeah,
and it. A lot of the stuff that it touches on, like there's some stuff, there's a germ of an idea that if they explored it right and wrote it better, it could have been something great. Yeah. But some of the stuff they do, they've already addressed it like in Big Mouth, stuff like that. Well, they did it way better.
And the first two episodes, they didn't seem interested in exploring anything. Mm-mm. It was just move to the next thing, move to the next thing, move to the next thing.
Yep. No, Mark, you're right. That's another thing. I don't think the first two episodes are saying anything. You know, it's what you said. This reminds me of the era of like, Spike TV, when they were trying to be too edgy with adult, or when HBO was trying to be real edgy, or even when after The Simpsons came out, you know, he had everybody trying to do adult animation and just not doing it. They didn't get it. Mm-hmm. They didn't understand what's making The Simpsons.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. A lot of shows that followed The Simpsons, and it'd come on and it'd be like, I'm not watching this. You're like, okay, Bob's Burgers, King of the Hill, they got it.
Yes.
These other things, like, okay, you guys got 3 weeks before they move you, and I'm just going to wait you out.
I'm going to tell you, Bob's Burgers is a better remake of Good Times than this is right here.
Oh, brilliant by comparison.
No, I let me say something else. The animation didn't bother me as much as I thought it would. In the beginning, it did. And overall, I wish they could have done more. I mean, they should have done more. But I have seen shows where they've done this kind of style of animation, and I've seen anime where they've done it. And actually, they did some pretty creative things as the episodes went on. They took different styles on for one episode. There's a heat wave going on in Chicago, and the sun is beating down on people, and they do some really funny jokes with that, visual jokes. I thought, you know, as far as animation with it, it's not great, but it didn't bother me as much as I thought it would. Now, the reason why those two episodes are really bad is because, as I say, you know, they keep referencing the old show. Mm-hmm. And they have nothing to say. It's about the third episode where it stops referencing the original and starts to kind of be its own thing. Mm-hmm. They just stop. Every now and then you might hear the theme song play, but then they stop talking about it. And it does become a crazy ass Adult Swim show. Were we talking about, you know, the first two episodes didn't say anything. They start picking up on the social commentary about the third episode.
Okay.
You know, like, and they go into a lot of social commentary. They talk about gentrification. They talk about gun violence, how guns are, and drugs are pumped into the communities because of the system. You know, police brutality, exploitation of Black people. They even comment on, you know, the
they talk about the exploitation of Black people.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that, which is the funny thing here, because they talk about the sexualized images of Black women, even as they continue to kind of constantly show it in this. And of course, as I said, the drug dealing baby, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But the social commentary works. It works a few times because what they do is they get surreal with it. You know, they stop trying to like reference Good Times, and they stop, you know, just floundering with these lame ass jokes, and they actually start to say something, and they get surreal. They take advantage of the animation. Okay. Things get crazy. And, you know, that's where you start to enter like almost like Boondocks type territory, but even more exaggerated. You know, we see them bringing the guns into the community and whatnot, but then they exaggerate even more. The third episode, Gray, the daughter, she gets a period. And show you Gray the daughter right here. You know, this is not the best image, but this is one episode they're talking about the sexualization of Black women's bodies right here. Mm-hmm. She gets her period, and they do a parody of The Wiz. And there's some, you know, there's a little clever moments in there, I thought. You know, nothing that made me laugh out loud, but I was like, all right, you know what? There are moments there where you thought about this. Bev, the wife, she has this whole story arc where she is she's running for the projects committee. And they talk about how, you know, the committee has corrupted her, you know, and they show how like everybody's in on it, like Black and white working together to keep these people oppressed. You know, I thought that was kind of funny right there. you know, they have her trying to get water. They do an Indiana Jones parody where she has to like climb a ladder to the roof and go through all these traps and shit just to have lightning strike water to make it warm, you know. I thought, all right, you're putting some thoughts into this, man. And Junior, the character is voiced by Jay Farrow. That's him right here. They do like a Inside Out thing. They talk about how kids have this over-reliance on drugs to keep them focused, you know. Mm-hmm. And he has the same thing.
Oh, wait, I did see that. Watch three of them, where he had this other muscular entity.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And they do an Inside Out thing.
Okay.
And well, even maybe. One of the characters escapes through from his head and goes on a rampage or something.
Okay, I guess I saw three episodes.
You know, I thought, all right, you know, when it's surreal, at least for me, you know, it worked. And there was probably a couple of times I laughed out loud. There was a point where Reggie is in his car and people keep stiffing him. They had a couple of people that ran out of his cab and one of them had me laughing really hard.
Something with the car had me laughing
a little bit. What was that?
When the episode with Elon Musk, when the robot car came up beside him. It's like the guy was doing like a Jay-Z impression. And he just goes, a vroom, and then drives away. That made me laugh. But a lot of the other stuff, it just didn't hit for me. But the thing that I can say that's positive is these voice actors are incredibly talented. JB Smooth can really make something out of fucking nothing. And he's trying, but it wasn't working for me. But I just felt like it kept falling back on like these bizarre racist stereotypes. It's like, oh, we're going to help get your kid drugs, but you're black. So you go to like the crack house to get your drugs. It's like, that's kind of weird.
No, see, that's the problem with this. These positives, they don't last the whole series. You know, maybe you should have stopped at 8 because the last two episodes, it's like, well, I don't even know what the fuck you're doing anymore. This ends terribly. I'll tell you about that a little bit. You know, any good writing that was in this, and there, I thought, you know, there were some moments where there was some good writing.
There's good ideas.
Yeah. And I just thought that they, you know, some things, like I said, I was entertained by some things they did, but any good writing that is there, it starts to fall apart quickly. And some of these arcs are poorly written, boy.
They get fucked up.
Yeah, they got one episode where Junior's arc, his story arc, makes no sense at all. They got one episode where he's a superhero fighting hood violence. The very next episode, he joins the gang and is ready to kill somebody. The very next fucking episode.
Wow.
And let me tell you something, by the way, this superhero that he becomes, that shit didn't sit well with me either. He plays a superhero chicken man or
Mother Clucker.
Mother Clucker, who goes around shitting eggs on people. He got his powers by being bitten by some radioactive fried chicken. Mm. A black man got his powers from radioactive fried chicken. Get the fuck out of here with that.
That sounds like some hillbillies right before waiting for the Klan meeting and drinking too many beers and like throwing ideas around.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you get this. Yeah. You know, they got about 3 Wendy Williams jokes. So I'm like, first of all, that was ill-timed.
There's some very dated stuff. In episode 6, they reference Jurassic Park, Braveheart, and Reservoir Dogs. It's like, what the fuck is this doing here?
How long have you been working on this show?
Yeah, they do the same Jurassic Park joke everybody else does. The goddamn water in the on the dashboard trembling. You know, it's like...
And I guess Terminator 2 also is on top of the car.
Yeah.
Is there a... say hello to my little friend joke.
Oh, that's next season. Okay. Give him time. There's 3 Wendy Williams jokes in there. It's like, shit, all right, that wouldn't even be funny if everything was cool with her. But like, boy, y'all time that shit. Y'all couldn't cut this out before. Y'all know Wendy Williams. Everybody made fun of Wendy Williams. All of us like, fuck, shit, I shouldn't have done that.
Right.
Not
right.
Good times. At least I give them that. They had the balls to stick. Wait, fuck Wendy Williams. We're going to put this joke in anyway.
Or too lazy. Just take it
out. Yeah, that, yeah. I feel this is unnecessarily gory. It's a lot of violence in here.
It's gross.
And then in the way they ended this show, it is the worst cliffhanger I've seen. It's based on an old reference. If I told you what the joke was, I can't do it right now. But if I told you what they were referencing, you think Jurassic Park and Braveheart is old. But if I told you what they were referencing, and they're proud of it too, they reference this old show, and they look at the camera like, "Oh, ain't we clever?" Hey. I'm like, "Nah, not really." Oh, no, don't like y'all did something. You didn't do a goddamn thing. Despite all that, I was willing to give this a low rental. But some things kept bothering me, man. While that social commentary is commendable, sometimes even clever, the show still enjoys, it delights, it relishes in getting humor from these stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. The whole time.
That's its fallback, like you said.
Black, all these black stereotypes for humor, man. Like I told you, Junior becomes a superhero from fried chicken. The drug dealing baby. Now that is something I just could not ignore. All right, I just could not let that slide. That, you know, first of all, the baby acting like a human joke, that's old. You know, that's just another Stewie.
Right, right.
And Stewie got old. And by the way, it was starting to get a little uneasy when they were doing Rollo from the Cleveland show. Mm-hmm. Even that show was kind of teetering on some stereotypical shit. But
that was funny, at least, though, that show at some points.
Yeah, I don't know. I never watched the show, really. But,
It could be funny and sometimes.
No, actually, no, I saw some of the Cleveland show. Yeah. No, you're right.
There were some genuine jokes in there that were well-timed.
I ain't gonna lie, Cleveland's voice makes me laugh.
It's funny. No.
Yeah. No, you're right. There's some funny stuff in there. But although, like, Rollo made me a little uncomfortable, I was like, whatever, man. But you know, the thing with this, drug dealing baby, who does the voice? Slink Johnson, wasn't it?
I don't know his name.
The guy
from GTA.
Yeah, I like his Gerald Slink Johnson. I like his voice for the baby. I think he does a great performance, but there's no real statement, no arc. There's no commentary about how poverty forces people to sell drugs. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing to say. All they're doing is saying, you know, this baby deals drugs because blacks are predisposed to dealing drugs if you're poor, even as a baby. And it's all just played up for laughs. There's no, all the social commentary they're doing here, they don't do nothing with that shit.
Well, plus that's a concept that's kind of hard to wrap your mind around unless they really do something with it, and they don't.
Yeah, and like I said, not to mention all these hood rats and hoochie mamas and gangbangers in here and everything. You know, I'm not saying these stories don't need to be told. As long as inequality and there's disproportionate poverty deal, you know, it exists with black people. You know, we'll have these stories to tell. But maybe I would find this slightly funny if the entertainment business, you know, I've said this all the time, and this is off all you thought I was being nitpicking. Oh, I always got to get racial. Oh, Corey, look, you seeing things that ain't there. Now you see what the fuck I'm talking about with this right here. This is the kind of shit you get if you don't speak up for yourself. And you get black people doing it. Mm-hmm. You get black people brought into it thinking this is good to put out there. You know, the entertainment business, you know, we still see ourselves mostly for our hood stories, our struggle stories, and for our stereotypes. Things are changing, but those images are still what the rest of the world sees from us. This shit is going to go to Japan. This shit is going to go to Europe. Mm-hmm. This is what they're going to see, and this is what they're going to fucking think about us. And I know this because I've heard people tell me to my face, well, I thought most black people liked that over there. Fuck off, man.
Jesus.
Nah, I know what the fuck I'm talking about, and this is exactly the kind of stuff you get right here. As much as I'll see some good qualities in this show, knowing that this is going to be going out to the rest of the world, and knowing that we still, you know, this is still mostly what we get. This is still what the entertainment industry gravitates towards. Oh, man, fuck off with that. You know, and not to mention, this has been done before, except it was done better. This was done years ago in the 90s. Eddie Murphy did this very same thing. And he did it a whole lot better. It was a show called The PJs. It was so...
Oh, The PJs was fantastic.
Yeah, it was so much more creativity going on with that.
Yeah, and really funny.
Take this money.
No!
Take it!
No!
Thurgood, she doesn't want the money.
She does want it. She's just too proud and stubborn to admit it. I told you we love you. Now take this money, you old bat.
And I told you, I don't need help from nobody. No!
The animation was better.
So much more artistic integrity just from that little clip.
The performances were better. The jokes were better. The stories were better. These days, back then as then, these days I'm kind of tired of every show. We see it even with shows that are well-meaning, where the black father, the patriarch, oh, we got to talk like this. And that's what either everybody talks like gang members or thugs, or talk like old Sambo in this show that we got here. Your granddaddy teach you how to play pool like that? Well, come on over here and try to win some of this money so you can bet with. You know, I'm tired of that shit, too. I'm tired.
Maybe we should start doing that.
No, we shouldn't. We should get a bigger
following. I mean, that's what Hollywood wants, right?
Yeah. I ain't getting it from me. I would give this a fuck you. The only reason why I'm not is because of some of the stuff that they honestly tried to do here that I thought were good ideas. But it's very much close to a fuck you with this. And I should do it because, you know, like I said, we shouldn't be putting this out here to the world like this, man. Not at this point. Not when we still have all these other stories and images and aspects to us other than this. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I meant when I say this kind of shit sickens me, man. You know, but yeah, if I can do this, I'll just give it a very low sum of bullshit. How about that?
I'm surprised to hear you say that. I mean, for me, it was some old bullshit that was flirting with being a fuck you. And it's somewhere in between there. But like, all I'd say is don't watch this. Don't support this. Netflix, do better. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, this is a pathetic example of your output. You can do so much better than this. And it's a waste of time to hire these actors. They are so talented, and you're giving them material that is just, it's been done. It's played out. Like, even the good ideas in this, we've seen it all done. The internet has been making these jokes for the last 10 years. Like, and even at the end, you didn't even bring up, like, what his new job is. And I hated that he was a cab driver, man. It's like no one's a fucking cab driver.
That's true.
He would be a fucking Uber driver. And that made me question. It's like, what's going on? What's this era? But then they bring in smartphones eventually. And it has that feeling of like they just did this as they were going along. They were just coming up with it on the fly. Dude, super uncreative. Go back to the drawing board. Fuck you with this, man. Waste of time.
You know, but some of y'all are not going to watch this. And I don't think it really. If you watch it, I mean, will there be highlights for you there? Probably. But you know, you don't have to. If you didn't want to watch it before, nothing's going to really be there for you if you try to watch it now. Even the stuff I'm saying is positive. It's not going to be anything there for you. If y'all want to know some of the ending on this, because you want to hear this.
Oh, I definitely want to hear it. I would just say that, listen, I felt like this was it's certainly a low sum of bullshit, if not a fuck you, from the two episodes I saw. And I hadn't seen the episodes that you say had something positive. But I guess it turns out I did watch the third one, and that didn't move the needle for me at all. So I have to stand by my original rating. But just every time watching this, I just couldn't help but think, you know who does this so much better?
What was that?
Bruce W. Smith with The Proud Family. It's that same thing. Yeah. When you get to know the characters, he gets into the different issues, but still makes an entertaining and smart show. And had this been in his hands, he would have been able to do something that could have had some of this, but still would have brought in some of the original flavor to it and made something like, all right, it's The Proud Family for adults. And this is just shit for nobody.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you the ending of it.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was holding back. I didn't want to spoil what happens to him.
I'll tell y'all what happens at the end.
Are they clamoring for it?
For what, like another season?
No. Oh. I mean the chat.
Oh, yeah, they want to know the ending. Yeah. Yeah, so Reggie ends up, I'll put it on family so you can see what they look like just for reference here. But, and boy, some of these jokes are not going to. They're going to date so bad. Like this, the baby joke right here, that is not going to, that's going to be some people going to be like, what the fuck?
And that's what they open with.
Yeah. Yeah. But so Reggie ends up becoming a cop because he loses his job or he loses his cab. So I'm not going to even tell you how. You don't need to know. Anyway, he loses his cab. So he goes out for another job. The only job he's smart for is to be a cop. He gets a white partner. They do the whole, you know, how police brutality works and how white cops are, you know, how they treat, you know, black people and white people different and whatnot. You know, it's some of the stuff we've seen before. Some of it's relevant. Some of it's interesting. Some of it's not so funny. Anyway, Junior becomes a gang member because he wants to hook up with this girl because she's in a gang with her brother. So the gang, the leader of the gang says, all right, you got to prove yourself. Of course, he has to go out and kill the leader of the rival gang, a guy named Durag. How creative. Anyway, he goes out to kill Durag. And the girl is like, you don't have to do this. Don't do this. And he's like, no, man, get the fuck out of here. I got to do this. He goes, so she says, fine. And she just disappears. Turns out, in order to stop him, she's going to cripple him. So she's on a rooftop with a sniper gun. And he's on his. And meanwhile, Reggie shows up because he gets a call about, you know, they get a call about something going down. So he goes over there and he doesn't want anybody in the hood to know he's a cop. So he doesn't want his son to know that he's there. Mm-hmm. But he goes up right behind his son. And then there's a gunshot that rings out. Turns out Reggie's on the ground bleeding and whatnot. They try to make it a little serious at first, but then you realize, oh, he just got shot in the ear.
Okay.
And so now we're trying to figure out, he doesn't know who shot him. And so he's looking at the camera talking, because his name is Junior. He told everybody, don't call me Junior, call me JR. I'm not Junior. And then at the end, they're like, he's like, who shot me? Who shot Junior? Who shot JR? How many of y'all know that reference?
Nope.
How many? You don't know that reference, do you?
There's no way you'd know that reference.
Yeah. How many of y'all know what that is from? Tell me, chat, and don't look it up. Don't wait to answer. Tell me how many of y'all know what that is from. Tell me what y'all know. Who shot JR?
Name that show.
Some people got a complete dynasty. Some people got it. So I'll probably
That's close.
Dallas. But a lot of people don't know that. And if you did, you're like, why are you going way back there?
Way back.
And that's not even, oh, and when they do it, they look at the camera. Who shot JR? Huh? Yeah, they did. They look right at the camera. Huh? Y'all get that? Huh? You know, I was like, no, man, get the hell on out of here with that.
Yeah, okay, here's what's funny about that. They're counting on the audience who originally watched Good Times, because that's when the whole who shot JR was a huge thing.
Yeah.
That audience has tuned out by the time you got to the last episode.
That audience never started watching.
Yeah.
That audience from the beginning said, fuck this show. I'm not watching this.
For good reason.
Yeah, why would I watch this? So y'all are playing to nobody. That ending makes no sense.
It doesn't.
Out of here with this, man. Somebody's, I'm 51, I barely remember that. I remember, I'm like, I know you all didn't get in that time machine and go way back there like that. Get the hell on out of here.
They almost do something interesting with that Junior character, because the best artwork comes from that character.
Yeah.
And they don't and they don't explore that at all. And like they just like drive off a cliff to just like, yeah, he's a gangster, actually. It's like, why? Like,
yeah.
The story was right there. Like, they're talking about OnlyFans when they could have had him going on Fiverr doing like that. I'm not writing this show for you.
See, this is why I need to get out of here, but when I got a chance, because I'm thinking about other things. No, this show's a fuck you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to tell you why, because I just thought of this. I want to show you that
ending.
Well, based on that ending, I just had to repeat that. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? No.
It was almost a rental. Get out of here. No one bought that.
No. At one point, before I started getting to those last two episodes, I was like, you know, I'll give it a low rental for effort right here. And then it just slowly drove off a cliff. But let me, and I mean, kaboom, exploded when it hit the ground. But let me show y'all something here. This is why I'm tipped over right now. Let me show y'all right here. Let me show y'all a little something. So I want y'all to notice something in this clip right here from the trailer.
Just want to let you know, I'm going to take good care of Gray.
Gray, who is this I'm about to kill?
So if y'all notice, there's been all kind of cursing in the trailer. And I mean, they drop F-bombs, MF-bombs, and titties, and say all kind of things in here. But they bleep out the N-word. And that's just not for the trailer. They do that in the show.
Yeah.
So
what?
Out of all these stereotypes that you're showing, out of all this stereotypical humor that you were just taking delight in, you're going to have the nerve to bleep out the N-word after you say all this other stuff.
Right.
No, hell no. No, you don't get to do that. No. The hell with you. No.
Oh, and one more thing. Remember we were talking about that one image I sent you, I emailed you the picture of it where it's like it's a bird's eye view in the room, but the characters are standing normal facing the camera. Like you said that it reminded you of like old animation and you think it was like a stylistic choice. I want to see what you have to say about it, Martin. I just thought it looked like shit.
Yeah, I've like I said, you know, you what can I tell you? What we say. like you ask Martin, like, you know, like I'm gonna change my mind or something. I was like,
No.
I didn't think it was, man, let me just say this, way more shit that bothered me than that.
I just thought that it was strange. It looked bad to me.
I've seen 60s style illustrations and drawings where that just didn't bother me. You know, just like, all right, I've seen this done before. I don't even know, where did you send it? Did you send it to me?
I did email it to you, yeah.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, this. Are you talking about this image right here?
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought that looked really fucking weird. Because it's bird's eye view, but like they're standing like
the
room is normal.
It reminds me of Color Forms. And nobody knows what that is. But
Like I said, it just seemed like it's not like I said, I'm not defending this. It's not the best thing. I just thought, all right, whatever, man.
You're right. But you're also right in that there's so much more and worse thing going on that I would just be like, okay, whatever.
I just thought that it maybe at least the animation will pay off, but then there were moments like this where I paused it. I was like, what am I even looking at?
It looks like, and that's another thing, it looks like a game.
Yeah.
It looks like a top-down game that they would do some stuff like this with. So like I said, I wasn't like, oh my fucking God. You know, I see what you're saying. It can look weird, but
I was
grasping
for straws. I was like, I knew that you guys would have more to say about this, but I was like, this stood out to me as something weird.
I don't know. It just reminded me of like the 60s stylistic things, you know, are a top down game. It wasn't anything where you're like, huh? You know, so, yeah, I don't know. Let me see here. Somebody said here. Oh.
Oh, no, Corey, I thought it was funny.
You just didn't get it.
Like I told you, I don't care. Somebody told me they liked the show. And only reason why I would come at you with this show more than anything else. If you say you liked it, that would be one thing. I'm not going to tell anybody what to like and not to like. You know, like I said, you might have saw the commentary in there and the social stuff and be like, oh, I really like that. I mean, okay, cool. I'm going to get mad at you about it. The only reason I'd challenge somebody on this is if they don't understand how black people might feel about this. They might be like, well, I thought it was funny. You know, I mean, because I got into a discussion with somebody. You're going to meet those people who are going to say, well, I mean, they make fun of everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody has stereotypes. Like I was talking to a guy in a bar one day, you know, he slowly revealed that he's one of these. He says, you know, I don't subscribe to any party, but I'm kind of leaning towards these thoughts right here. Like, you know, if they talk about poverty, everybody's poor. You know, I was like, never mind, man. We're drinking. Just stop. Just stop. I don't want to talk about this.
I only get mad at the people who are like, man, you should just be happy for any black people doing anything.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's yeah, selling us out, huh?
Okay. Yeah, well, let me
Selling us out. Be happy for that, too.
Well, as that dude said, maybe I should just buck dance for you then. Yeah, give me some of that old Negro hand clapping right there. Well, you made it to the end of the video. That must mean you really like what we do. So if you do, check out these other videos just like this one. Check out our other YouTube channels and subscribe to join our wonderful Toasty community. And as always, stay toasty.